Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to
Sexy Unique
Podcast.
Tough Sicilian Bitches. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
Happy third week of January.
Yeah.
Is it?
January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
January is blazing through. It's almost over.
We have a lot going on in the world right now.
There's so much going on.
There's a flu coming from China.
There's Chinese flu from Wuhan.
There's Trump's impeachment.
Trump's impeachment is just rambling on.
Meghan and Harry are officially out.
They're officially out. They're happier than ever.
Do you see the pictures of her in Vancouver?
Yeah, walking her two dogs.
Smiling
with two security detail behind her.
That was a big finger at the paparazzi.
That was amazing.
I loved it.
Harry got off a plane.
I know!
Meghan's friends have said that she thinks that this will be the best time of his life.
Oh, I agree.
I think Harry is going to flourish. I'm so excited for every single fucking thing that they do.
The Queen wrote a heartfelt letter.
She's on board.
She said, and we're so, she specifically said in the statement she released that we're so happy for Meghan. Meghan is in her family.
Yeah.
So I was like, finally.
That's chic.
That's
how it should be.
You know, Harry was like, you have to say that.
Yeah. And she was like, by God, I will.
Oh.
I think that she's also like, once you get to a certain age, you're just like literally too old for drama.
And
I feel like
Meghan.
Remember those
pictures of them on that trip where they're like LOLing together?
Yeah. Meghan's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
I heard on pretty good authority that Kate is a bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
From someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows Harry, who told that person,
really,
allegedly, that Kate is mean.
Wow.
Which she really,
I kind of live
for that, because
that's a shock, because I get nothing but like sweet.
Doesn't she look, she presents as like so nice.
Wow.
And I could see her
I love this like
ice cold
levels of connection you have.
Yeah. I was excited to get like clued.
You're like 6 degrees
it.
Away from,
I know,
Prince H.
Yeah.
He's
basically
always gonna be Prince Harry.
He'll always be Prince Harry.
I think he still goes by Prince Harry. He just doesn't have the
official title.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Titles
yeah,
are stupid.
It. Yeah.
What titles just put you in a box when really you just need to be free.
Wait, that's crazy about Kate.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked.
I am
but not
so shocked.
Well, lest we... Everyone was always saying Megan's a social climber. Her mom put her in school to date William.
Yeah.
They were gunning for William. Mm-hmm. So, like, the Middletons played it well.
The Middletons played it well. I think I would probably be a bitch, too, if I were Kate. I mean, yeah. That lifestyle sucks.
You always have to be, like...
You always have to be, like, waving, wearing pantyhose.
Thin.
Popping out kid after kid. Your husband's going bald.
Holding a baby after you've just given birth to them.
You have to literally step out as your vagina is like a gaping wound still from giving birth and like put on a happy face and heels and like wave at the public and like hold your baby up for everyone to see. Prince William is not, bald does not look good on him. And I love a bald man.
I know.
But
I do too.
With him. He needs to gain about 50 pounds of muscle to like pull off baldness.
I bet he has a good body. I bet Harry has, well, I know Harry has a good body.
Yeah, we all know that. Prince William also allegedly has cheated on Kate, so that would turn me into a bitch too if I had to just like silently accept my philandering husband with her best friend.
I know. But I always saw Kate and Harry as having a special friend. Like, they always seem, every time they're together, they're laughing.
Yeah.
So that surprises me that he doesn't...
Maybe he's just trying to make her laugh because she's such a hoity-toity.
Oh, my God.
Like, he's just like, God, can I just get this woman to loll?
Well, she's probably a snob, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I am, as someone who is on Propecia, and Propecia is one of the things that puts me together every morning.
Yeah.
Literally, Propecia is part of... It's my team.
Yeah.
Propecia is one of the leaders of my team. And every morning I say thanks to my team, which is my army of pills that I take. And Propecia is one of them. And it's just as much of an anti-anxiety for me as like Lexapro.
Yeah.
Not actually, but spiritually.
But it is spiritually. Follically.
I'm not rolling in dough.
Yeah.
And I make it work to buy the Propecia because you have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will, you know, I sacrifice to have Propecia every month. Harry or William has all the resources in the world.
And refuses to take Propecia.
And it offends me.
So that should actually tell you everything you need to know about a man like William is...
I don't need Propecia.
Yeah. When you refuse to take the Propecia and then you just like allow yourself to slowly deteriorate.
Did he think it made him less of a man?
I don't know.
Like, because lots of straight men take Propecia. And are, like, loving it.
I think that...
Everyone should
take Propecia. Unless you really are going to rock, like, a bald look.
But not everyone looks like Jason Statham.
Yeah, and I don't think Will does. I don't think his features are going to really gel with the baldness. And I don't think that the, like, middle-aged office worker balding look is flattering either.
He does look like an office worker.
He looks like you're... Like a nerdy office worker.
Yeah.
And not in a cool, like...
And he used to be so beautiful.
Balenciaga way. No. In like a really, like, keep that man away from me way.
Slender Man.
Yeah, Slender Man way.
He used to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And had like a lion's mane of hair. And then it just went.
It just up and went.
I'd be pissed too. How many times do you think Kate was like, I need you to get a hair transplant?
Yeah, or something.
Did she ever say it?
Her hair is power hair.
Oh, Kate has hair.
Yeah.
She's gray.
She has hair for days.
Yeah.
A mane.
Harry is balding, but he still has a lot of hair.
He still has a lot of hair, and I feel like now that they're out of like the, like, I feel like that balding's going to get taken care of real quick. Megan is,
oh,
he needed someone to call the shots.
She got him PRP the minute he landed in Vancouver.
Yeah.
She was like, we are going to comb over your scalp with a fine tooth comb to get your follicles dancing again.
We're going to suck out some blood, whip it up, extract the platelet-rich plasma, and microneedle that shit over the back of your skull.
I bet Megan has been planning things.
Oh, she's so excited.
Yeah.
She literally is like giddy.
She looked really happy.
She had like a pep in her step. Mm-hmm. Also, I was like, I need leggings. I need boots. I need like a green parka. I was like, really?
Do you think she'll still have that effect of like everything selling out that she wears?
Yes, I think even more.
Wow.
This is like life.
Power.
Also, I read that Harry is really close with Doria.
Her mom?
Mm-hmm.
She does yoga with him a bit.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Megan has, like...
She won
skincare.
Yeah.
Has to get him in, like, a skincare routine. I mean, she's probably got it all.
Yeah. She's got it all figured out.
God. She has power hair. Mm-hmm. She has power everything.
Yeah. She really made it happen.
God. Now I'm like, I'm mad for Kate. And I'm also, why didn't she put her foot down and say, like,
I just think, like, Kate is in a precarious situation.
I'm talking about the bald.
Oh, the bald.
Yeah. Like, why didn't she go, get in there and get a hair transplant like Bradley Cooper?
I don't think that she has that kind of power over Will. I don't. I think that really when they, remember when they broke up and it was like, she like got hot again. Like she went out.
She went out
she
in, like,
stepped
a black
out
dress.
On the town. She like
wore a little dress.
Wore a little dress. Got in a cab and like giggled
with Pippa.
Yeah, with yeah. Pippa. And then like a few months went by, and then Will was like, "Oh my god."
Yeah.
And then, but I think that like Kate doesn't have that kind of leveraging power anymore. She's literally just stuck in a castle, wearing pantyhose. She can't even like wear a hem above the knee, really.
I'm not crying for her though, because she has...
No, she's like fine.
She has Secret
she's
Service.
She's gonna be fine. Yeah.
But yeah.
But like, once you give up that kind of power in a relationship, you know, you can't... What can you do? Mm. She literally can't do anything. And
Megan
he probably
Harry are
is
equal.
Going bald to like troll her.
Oh my god.
Which is actually fucked up. That's so abusive.
Dark. It is. I mean, cheating on your spouse is abusive.
But then just like purposefully going bald, smugly balding, mm-hmm. and becoming...
It is smugly bald.
It's smugly balding and becoming unattractive, but also knowing that like a lot of other women would fuck you because you're literally going to be the king of England.
Is that his... What if...
I think that's his like point that he's trying to make is like, you may never want to see me naked ever again because I look like Nosferatu, but guess what? Literally tons of women would line up to S this D.
I look like an orc. Yeah, I mean, he...
He looks like a sleep paralysis demon.
He... What if he... But what if the... Because he will probably be king, so what if...
He will probably be king.
He will probably be king. What if he just does a power move and just gets shows up on his coronation day with
a full head of
full
hair.
Head of hair?
That'd be cool.
I think the world would be happy.
Yeah. Who out there is truly gunning for him to just keep balding?
Charles has hair.
Yeah. Charles made it work. You know, Camilla was like, get your shit together, yeah. Chaz.
Chuck, get over here.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
Because she has that kind of leverage over him, because mm-hmm. he was always really into her and they like
Diana
couldn't be
didn't.
Together. Diana didn't. He had leverage over her, ruined her life.
Killed her.
Yeah.
Not physically, but.
But like, you know.
Spiritually.
Yeah. And then it's like a weird thing that these men do. And Harry escaped like this toxic cycle of baldness and like.
Yeah, male privileged baldness.
An awful relationship. Smug baldness.
Smug baldness. Yeah, I'm, but, yeah, but happy for Meg.
Yeah.
Doing it. Can't wait to come home to LA, like, not all the time, but.
Every once in a while, I would love them to visit.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love them to be pictured cavorting on the beach in Malibu.
I'd love to have a moment of just being like, oh, like, they're here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in, they're here. I can feel it.
Yeah. I wonder where they would even go in Los... I feel like they would stick to the west side.
Yeah.
They're not going to, like...
No.
Go
no.
east of the 405.
They'll be in, like...
They're Brentwood.
Palisades.
Yeah, Palisades.
Santa
Ocean.
Monica.
Santa Monica, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Venice one day for, like, a day
Ooh.
Out with Archie.
Aw.
But really excited for them.
What else was happening? Oh,
Brad
and Jen
touched each other.
What do you think?
It's hard to say.
That one pick where she's her skinny, like
her wrist, and he's grabbing it. I watched a lot of videos mm-hmm. of that moment.
I can't believe I didn't text you about that.
Oh, I saw it like immediately.
No,
I think
but I I needed to hear what you had to say about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I was saving it for
this. Felt like I psychically like communicated with you because I think I then saw your Instagram, then immediately went to the Daily Mail and like watched a bunch of paparazzi videos. That moment, which looked really dramatic in photos, was literally like 0.5 seconds. It was like she walked past him and was like, meh. And then
that photographer got the shot.
They got the shot. And then there's this long video where he is posing with his award and this photographer is trying to get him to like hold it up by his face or whatever. And he keeps going, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy.
That's
and then
amazing.
Finally she like drops it. Then he walks over and it's right as Jen wins her award. And then he just watches Jen on a flat screen TV for like 3 minutes.
Just staring
by himself, smiling.
Smiling? Oh,
as,
I saw that video.
As everyone gathers around him, but like gives him his space to like have his Jen moment.
Was it the look of love?
Yeah, but I also think it's like you can't. In his situation, you can't just be like, oh, like anything he does is going to get picked apart. So I think the best move was to just like watch and smile.
I think they're just friends.
I think they're just friends too.
I think that picture where they're looking at each other and smiling, I think that's the look of two people who've been married mm-hmm. and like have spent Christmases with each other's families.
Yeah.
And like
they know
for
the
10
ins
years.
And outs of each other's like bodies.
Yeah. And like I think that was just like familiar comfort on like a red carpet.
Yeah,
like, hey, we know each other, we've been through something and we're cool now, and we've both been in therapy, and he's sober and she's been probably in tons of therapy,
yeah,
to get over like the trauma of like a public divorce
mm-hmm.
and a betrayal. That was also one thing people were pointing out, like he cheated on her.
Yeah. Fully cheated. Was like pictured, not even just cheated, like pictured in on like the beaches of Kenya with like a woman and her child.
Yeah.
Like fully like beyond cheating, and now you're just like in a family. That's like a secret family almost.
Yeah. So
Mr. Cool Guy, you do one cool movie.
And I love Brad.
I have to agree with Jen. It was uncool.
I have to be quite honest with you.
That was uncool.
But yeah, so, and I got swept in like the nostalgia. It was like our country's so broken that we just need.
We need something to live for.
But it was a nice, even, you know, aside from what he did to her, like there was a moment where I was like, oh, what
America's
if?
Sweethearts.
What if?
I mean, I always would be happy about it.
Maybe they've like hung out one-on-one.
I wonder. Does he even smoke weed anymore?
No, he's
fully stone cold.
I think he's in the program.
Cool.
Because
I know Jen probably loves to blaze.
With like Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. And like drink tequila.
Do you think Sheryl Crow's ever asked her to get her at the airport?
No.
No?
None of them do.
Yeah.
Maybe one time as like a joke they did. Because like I can see the novelty when you're like that rich and famous of like, oh my God, I'm going to drive to LAX.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't done that in 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I always want to imagine like Jen, Sheryl, and like Courtney and like Chelsea Handler like smoking weed. Well, they have those like sister circle thing, right?
They have sister circles.
Jen's sister.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't she have like a...
Does she have a sister?
Or no, she has like that best friend from childhood who is like a new age person.
Okay, yeah.
That I think leads the sister circles.
What? I would actually give a finger. You could chop off one of my fingers if it meant that I could be inducted into their sister circle.
Really?
Yeah.
You just with a smiling with a bandage.
Yeah, if you ever see me and I'm hanging out with Jen and that crew in Mexico and I'm missing a finger, you'll know I made a deal with Payman.
And then she was on that plane that almost crashed.
Oh my God, yeah.
And she called Ellen.
That's
or
dark.
She texted Ellen. She or so she says, because you know I like to watch Ellen clips sometimes. Which is my darkest
Your
truth.
Your darkest truth is that you're an Ellen head.
No, I'm not an Ellen head. I just there are moments where I need comfort and they're soothing.
Yeah, it
to
is
me.
Like a comforting show.
And Jen, when Jen's on, it's always soothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that she texts, everyone was calling their loved ones, and Jen was like, I'm single, so I didn't have anyone. So I texted Ellen.
Text to the lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ellen was like, apparently, like, oh. Or Ellen said, why'd you text me?
That's a true Lawler and a friend.
But another thing happened this weekend. We presented at Watch What Crappens at the Crappies. It was so fun. Yeah. Ben and Ronnie, who are truly
hysterical,
led a great show. I've never been. It was your second time?
It was my second time, but the show was even bigger than last year's Crappies.
It was so fun.
It was really fun.
We hung out with Ariana and Sandoval.
Yeah.
They were
amazing.
They were so supportive.
They're supportive. They support other people.
They like
and like
pod.
Podcasters and like root for them. Like Ariana, they like high-fived us on the way up to the stage.
I know.
And I was like,
because we moved to the back, and when they called us to come up, Laura and I like darted down the aisle, and for a minute they were like, did they leave? And we were like, no,
we're here.
And then we ran to the side stage and I looked, and sitting right in the front row up cheering for us was Ariana and Sandoval.
I know, that felt really good.
It felt good. And then we saw Bronwyn
was there.
She was
blitzed,
but loved that for her.
Loved
she looked,
it for
looked
her.
Great.
She was telling anyone that would listen about her most recent plastic surgery procedure that she'd gotten, which mm-hmm. she also documented on her Instagram, I guess.
She was trolling Vicky.
Her husband was there. He was wearing like a wild like Hawaiian stone necklace. He gave me a high five on the way up to the stage.
Yeah, me too.
He was really supportive.
He was
too.
Supportive of us too.
Yeah.
It was really fun though, and we met some listeners.
Yeah.
Who were all, you guys were, it was so cool to meet all of you, and
I
made me
it.
Feel really special, and it was awesome.
It got me excited for our shows.
It made me so excited, and seeing pros like Ronnie and Ben, how they handle it, mm-hmm. Ronnie and Ben, it was like just, it made me more excited to take charge of the stage,
and, to return to the lights,
my
one love,
behind the curtain,
the theater,
but yeah, and just like give you guys what
the old razzle dazzle,
give you a little razzle dazzle,
gave you what you came here for,
but it was just really fun, and we were excited to do it.
Yeah. Thanks to the team.
Thanks to the whole team.
Thanks to the whole team. Ew.
That's
I started
past
baby
life.
Talking? Thanks to the whole team.
You're like past life.
Regression.
Baby soul
baby,
just came out of nowhere.
Baby play.
You've regressed. Talking about being on stage has made you regress into like Baby Jane.
Yeah, into like a child actor.
Shirley Temple. Shirley Temple.
She's a real one.
She and Gigi Hadid have the same birthday as me.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And Jamie King.
I love that, too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was fun. And that's about it for me with what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. That about covers it. Wait. We didn't talk about Sheena.
Oh, my God. What
I talked
is wrong
about
with
it
us?
With Sierra on the step. Like,
right.
But I didn't talk about it with you.
Okay, so we...
So Sheena has listened. Hi, Sheena.
Last Thursday, a Thursday most important to me. I moved in with my boyfriend, with Simon.
Mazel.
Who was at the show with us.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of moving, we got a text that Sheena had tweeted at us. Or tweeted at the podcast. And she said, hello, I'm listening to episode number 78, and I'd love to come on and clear some things up with you.
And
kissy face.
Yeah, and we were both like, I was kind of scared.
I was
but
trembling.
Then we cleared it up with Ariana that Sheena was lolling and
yeah.
that she loved it, and so then I would just love to say that I would love to have Sheena take the stage with us. Please welcome to the stage, Sheena Marie Shay.
Shay.
Sheena Shay, I think, is just what she goes by now.
Yeah.
But if Sheena wanted to join us at any live show, she would be more than welcome.
We love her. We support her. We see her as a true...
She's like, an ally.
A pillar.
Mm-hmm.
She's an ally to many.
Friend to all.
Friend to all. Reporter.
Breaking stories.
Breaking left stories.
And right, starting fires.
Hand tattoo aficionado. you know.
A true queen.
Finger tattoos.
A rock star.
Yeah. So that was exciting for us.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I love knowing when a cast member has listened to any work that we've done, because I think that we're the funniest people and it's like a blessing to them to get to like experience it. And I love knowing when they've like lolled. Like there was one time that Stassi lolled, I think, at her Road to Sur episode.
Yeah, she commented. She said,
yeah,
the only thing you got wrong was like one thing.
Yeah.
But
and so it's like, I like it when
they're self-aware.
When the rare shining moment that a cast member of Vanderpump Rules has a sense of humor about their lives.
Yeah. Anyway, that was exciting for us.
Yeah, love and light to her.
And I think there were some, there's in the Facebook group, there was some
you mean to tell me there's been drama in a Facebook group?
There seemed to have been some division over whether Sheena should come on or not. So, but you know what, it's not my podcast, it's your decision.
I'm just your sidekick. I like to have a firm no cast members on Sexy Unique podcast, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't have them on like a live show or like have them on Babe or Saving Sex and the City 3.
Sheena's Sex and the City 3 needs to happen.
I would love to hear it.
Wow.
Pitch me, Sheens.
Pitch.
Shishu.
Shishu.
So
it was a big moment, a big weekend for us. And
yeah. And thanks. Thank you to the whole team.
Thanks to the team.
Thanks to the team. Speaking of teams.
Teamsters.
Oh, man. Jersey Rage is on.
On tonight's episode of Tough Sicilian Bitches.
Tough Sicilian Bitches. This episode's title was Youth Will Be Served.
Good job to whoever came up with that.
Yeah, that was a real phone it in moment.
This was a weird ep.
It was weird.
It felt like it was
it was haphazardly cobbled together. And there were some continuity issues when it comes to like Albie's hair.
Mm-hmm. How can you really go anywhere after the Posh Fashion Show? So it's like hard to do that mid-season. That was a real risk.
Yeah, and it's hard to bounce back from that. And like, this felt like a bridge episode where it's like, we haven't gone on vacation yet this season, but we just had like an explosive couple episodes. So like, where do we go?
But it did give us a lot of amazing Danielle content.
She really shined.
Well, before that, so it's...
It begins at Teresa and Joe's palatial mansion.
You hear Joe go, who ripped that?
Why is there a rip in it?
This is burped. They're playing him and the girls are playing Monopoly. He's like, I'll teach you how to play Monopoly.
Not a game that you play with children.
Or that Joe Giudice should be playing with his children.
Yeah. There's just no reason to play that game. Like, play Candyland, but don't play Monopoly.
Well, it was a lot of irony.
Mm-hmm.
But he also makes threats of violence.
Yeah, he's like,
Adriana beat you up, Gia.
He's like, Melania, you gonna be the shoe? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm gonna use the shoe to kick you in the face or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, if you guys don't do well, I'm gonna beat you up.
It's like, okay, dad.
And then Teresa comes in and she's like,
they fling that little baby around.
Yeah. They're like, mommy, play with us. And she's like, at one point, Gabriella is holding her, and Gabriella is 5.
Yeah, Adriana is like literally dangling off the edge.
Adriana.
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 Adriana. Adriana. Adriana.
Adrian.
AIDS.
Aid.
Aid is dangling off the edge of Teresa's like elbow.
Teresa's like, I'll hold Adriana, how about, and I'll watch you guys play and I'll join in. And they're like, okay. And then so they're, Teresa's like, guys, guess what's coming up on Friday? And all the girls go, it's your anniversary. And she goes, you guys excited? She goes, Melania, you excited for mommy and daddy? He's like, you think daddy should do something good for mommy? And Melania goes, yeah, make it fucking good.
She's like, make it this big.
Make it this big.
He's like, yeah, you think your mama deserves a gift?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't rat.
She didn't rat.
She didn't rat. Give her a little something.
Give her a little something. She's been holding it down.
Yeah. This place doesn't clean itself, you know what I mean, Pops?
Yeah. We got Gia, but mom really holds it down too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
Gia's like, oh, give her a huge tomato.
I've been growing a prize tomato in the garden.
A prize tomato from the yard. It's as big as the moon. I'm growing a tomato as big as the moon. I'm very stressed. I had to get it in time for the anniversary. For 10-year anniversary, you got to have a tomato as big as the moon.
A beautiful tomato.
A beautiful moon.
You make it the sauce, but I got to keep the rabbits away from it. Every night I sit in the garden, I guard a tomato.
And she goes, that reminds me.
Oh, my God, Mamma Mia.
Oh, that reminds me. And she runs outside to go tend to the snowy garden where this giant fucking tomato that's the size of like a town is growing.
Mm-hmm. It was her anniversary present to her parents.
But obviously, Joe's like, you know, they're on like a tight...
The economy's not good.
They're under probably observation by the FBI,
yeah,
the IRS. So.
They're not in a position to be spending lavishly. But guess what? That's never stopped them.
No. You think that's going to stop Joe and Teresa from spending money?
No, absolutely nothing.
So we cut to Danielle, and Christine's sweet 16 is coming up, and her party planner comes into their house. She goes... How's the puppy? And Danielle goes, chubby.
Chunky.
Kind of chunky.
Kind of chunky. Danielle goes, amazingly, I've never had a birthday party thrown for me until I was 47 years old.
I wrote lie.
Yeah.
Like you were married.
And you also had like childhood birthdays. Yeah.
Never once in your life did you have one acknowledgement of your birthday.
But then I was like, damn, she's fucking killing it at 47.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazingly, I've never had a birthday party thrown until I was 47 years old. And they cut to her like weird hotel party that Kim Ji threw her in Jersey City.
Yeah.
But yeah,
remember
it was like
when she like flipped out at that party.
She was mad. And Kim Ji's mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
who's like her age.
Yeah. It was really confusing.
Yeah, I did. How is that? Like, you were 10.
Yeah. You've had a birthday. You've had at least one birthday party.
Someone has given you a piece of cake.
You've gone to like a birthday dinner.
Yeah.
That's a party.
Amazingly, I've never had a birthday party.
Until I was 47 years of age.
Christine has a weird, like, very cynical. She's like, I didn't want to have a sweet 16 because it's so much planning and then it's over. And I was like, that's bleak.
Yeah. And I think she's also, I think maybe she's been told to say all of this.
Yeah.
Because she's also like being kind of squirrely on camera, like not making eye contact with people and playing with the dog.
Yeah. She's not really good with adults.
No. She's not like, her social maturity is kind of low.
As Caroline said, they don't have lights behind their eyes.
They don't have lights on behind their eyes.
They don't have lights behind their eyes. Lights. There's something wrong with those kids.
So Christine says she wants to just give all the money she would get for her birthday to charity, which I was like, what money? Like, what money are you getting for your birthday that you could give to charity?
Well, we find out later. But
like, I'm like, what is the, like, what does this mean? And then Danielle just sits there and goes,
My daughter.
I gave birth to her.
I gave birth to that thing.
That thing.
Yeah, she's gonna like, that's what we were all thinking at sweet, like at 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has so much.
But like, what party have you gone to where you've amassed such a sizable lump of sum of money that you could donate it to charity?
Well, I guess for your bar mitzvah you get a ton.
Yeah, but like they're not Jewish.
Yeah. It was very like, okay, Danielle told you to say this.
Mm-hmm. Then Danielle goes, how many people do you think will come? How many friends do you want to come? 200? 150? And I was like, who has 150 to 200 friends?
I know. She's just gonna... There was a rat, like, I remember when I was in middle school, like, when everyone was having bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, like, some kids invited the entire class.
Yeah.
And, like, had it at, like a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, some sweet 16s, they invited, like, everyone. And then, because it made them...
It was inclusive.
Popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never gone to, like, really a big school, so...
Yeah.
My entire class was always, like, 60 people or something.
Mm. Yeah. Also, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
But,
like, even then, out of those 60 people, I would probably have only called, like, 10 of them my friends.
Same.
Like, maybe up to 20, and then that was reaching out to people that I wanted to be my friends, but who weren't my friends.
I had, like, I remember when I was, like, in 7th grade, I had, like, a birthday party at Benihana, and I invited like a bunch of guys that like I wanted to be friends, like,
yeah,
it was like guys that like weren't really my friends, and then some of my like actual friends. Mm-hmm. And it was just like weird.
Yeah.
And that was like very desp.
It's always weird when you like include the people that you really like, your like stone cold friends, but then like your
friends that you want to like
the reach people.
Yeah. And your stone cold friends are like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah. And then like you're, I remember I did that for like a slumber party, and then I was regretting in the middle of the slumber party that I had like invited all the reachers, because honestly I didn't like their vibe at my party.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough time. Like, I, it's tough.
It's actually really tough.
No, but it is like you, it is when you look back in those moments, like you do there, you know that there were moments where you were like aware of like, these aren't my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm just trying to be cool.
And just being like, this feels weird.
Yeah, it feels weird. But that's just being a teenager.
Yeah.
She's having a blowout.
She's having a massive event.
And
it's,
she's like
wedding level.
Danielle goes, would you like your father to come? Christine goes, yeah. And I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
I think it'll be good to have your father to come.
I think it would be very nice to have your father there.
I'm letting, this is Christine's night, and I'm going to let her do whatever she wants. And I was like, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, this is really Danielle's night.
Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline goes to Caroline's abode.
Mm-hmm.
To just stress eat and like feed her dog Pop Tarts, which I would be like, please stop feeding my dog Pop Tarts. Like, that is, please don't do that.
And she's just having more and more anxiety about Ashley and Danielle's legal drama.
Yeah.
And Caroline's just sitting there and she's just narrowing her eyes as she listens.
Mm-hmm.
So like enraged at Danielle,
and then kind of like chuckling.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point Caroline goes in her confessional, she's like, she wasn't a prostitute, she didn't sell drugs, she pulled your hair, and look at the lengths you'll go to hurt this kid.
Yeah, she goes, very funny, it's interesting to me that Danielle, she goes, it's interesting to me that Danielle is just putting her through so much. She goes, she wasn't a prostitute, she didn't sell drugs. She pulled your hair. Look what she's doing to her.
It's like, God.
It's like, she pulled her hair.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
She fucking assaulted her in public while cameras were rolling.
Yeah. And then like using, like, she wasn't a prostitute. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Fuck off. Prostitutes are fucking cool.
Yeah. They're just making it work.
Selling drugs is like, some people you have to sell drugs.
Yeah.
Stop shaming.
Yeah, don't. I think the shaming of Danielle is like,
the shaming, like,
sex
and like,
working and
yeah,
it's alleged. Like, we don't even know if she actually was.
Yeah. I don't know that for a fact.
And if she was, she was young and like hot and like needed to like,
and has a story. What an interesting life.
Yeah. I'm not on Danielle's side, but I don't like when they like call her like a prostitute and stuff.
No, it's like, so like,
stop.
It doesn't help the conversation. It doesn't help move anything forward or move past the issue at hand. And then to use that and like compare and contrast like her troubled youth with like,
she was ingenuitive.
It doesn't mean that you get like a pass to then assault her.
Yeah. And she was resourceful. She made money. Ashley's just an idiot who like,
Danielle's hardcore pistol whipped people, but you don't see her going around pulling people's hair out.
At least Ashley has no idea what she's doing and like doesn't support herself.
Yeah.
So
she's just like stressing people out.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Then Jack and Chris head over to Tree and Joe's, and they just all drink cauldrons of wine together.
The hugest wine glasses of all time.
Yeah.
But Joe, the women get the huge glasses, yeah, and then the men get the cups.
The little cups of...
No, just give me a little cup.
Just give me a little cups and a craft, and we'll go over there.
Yeah.
Man talk.
Yeah, they descend to the basement.
And Joe's like, the money's not coming in like it used to anymore.
It's not flowing.
And then Melania walks in, and she's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right, Dad. And whose fault is that?
Gonna pick up the slack?
You're a fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot. I told you to stay with that one stock before the crash.
I get you all the inside info. You don't even fucking listen to me.
No one listens to Melania.
Teresa wants a diamond.
Yeah.
And she and Jacqueline are talking about it. And Jacqueline's like, how big do you need it to be? The crown jewel? And then Teresa goes, what do you think I am? An Arabic or something?
Yeah. Because what is that, Arabic?
An Arabic or something?
She's so...
Oh my God.
And then she kind of walks
back the racism.
Yeah.
And then is like, or is that like... What does she say?
Did she say Jewish?
Something. She's like some other like Middle Eastern.
Yeah. She goes from like...
She's just like... you can see her kind of be like, oh, that was not the right thing to say. And then like... Or that. I don't know. I get like confused.
Well, remember when Gia was like, I don't want to marry a Jewish person.
Oh, yeah. And then they all laughed.
And Teresa goes, shh, Gia, shut up. Don't say that. It's like...
She heard it from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gia scream cried that she didn't want to marry a Jewish person. She was
like, I can't marry one of them.
I don't want to marry a Jewish person.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Gia. Oh my God. Albie is having like a personality disorder.
Albie, okay.
He comes in with a shaved head and he's suddenly joined the police academy.
But also, this is another way for like Caroline and Albert.
I know. I had the same thought.
I was like, what fucking long game are you playing here? Manzo family.
Either a lawyer, we got to get someone on the inside, a consigliere, or...
They're fully doing, like, some Departed shit with Albie.
Oh, yeah.
In the background, like, they film all nicey-nice, but then when the cameras are packed up and the crew's gone away, Caroline grabs Albie by the collar, and she's like, you're a fuck-up, you know that? You're a real fuck-up.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna go join the fucking police academy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, but Mom, and then she slaps him
we
two times
We need you on the
face.
Inside.
You gotta get on the inside
gotta
somehow.
Get on the inside. Gotta help your father out. Help the family out.
Help the family.
This is for the family.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a fuck-up lawyer, you're gonna be a fuck-up cop.
She roughhouses him.
Yeah. So he comes. Albie's
a shaved head.
Joined the police academy, and he's like already in training.
At police academy, you can just. But he doesn't. So he's just gonna join.
He's gonna be a cop. But that didn't pan out. He's not a cop.
He's not anything.
It's like he does. And then Caroline goes, when Albie puts his mind to something, he stays with it. I'm like, that's
no,
not
he doesn't.
True.
He literally just didn't do
and
that.
And as we see later, he he's an entrepreneur, which is cool, but like he literally has a million things that he's pushing that never amounts to anything because he gets bored with it.
Ugh, he's the worst.
And he comes in and Chris and
Lauren.
Kind
of hot with a shaved head.
Yeah,
though.
He looks good. And Chris and Lauren troll him, which was funny.
Yeah, I liked seeing them troll him for once. Jillian's practicing her songs.
Aww.
I love Jilly.
It was very Allie.
It was really Allie.
From Star is Born. You cut to them in the kitchen and she's eating chocolate, wiping it up with marshmallows.
What kind of chocolate is she eating?
It was like spray.
It was coming out of a can.
It was like can, you know, that like spray chocolate.
It's like canned cheese, but canned chocolate and mini marshmallows.
Danielle goes, Jilly's been practicing all night long. And you cut to Jilly. She's in like the library room and she has a microphone stand. You just see her going like
with her little boombox.
Yeah. And Danielle goes, what do you think? You think we should go in and see how she's doing? And Christine's like, well, as if I have a choice.
I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
So they walk in together and Jilly gets really shy.
She gets shy. She doesn't want to sing in front of Christine, mm-hmm. which I'm like, that's valid.
Yeah.
So they kick Christine out of the study. Well,
first she goes, I don't want Christine to be here. And she's looking at her like, with like such suspicious eyes.
With her like big, like the fear of the big sister eyes. Cause you know that like Christine's just going to say something bitchy.
And Danielle goes, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
And you just hear Danielle go, I can stay here, right, Jilly? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, all right, Christine, I think you should go. And she goes, don't eat that chocolate. She goes,
stop eating that chocolate.
That's gross.
And
Christine just looks at her like,
I hate my life right now. Because you know Danielle behind the scenes is like, whatever I say, you just have to do it. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to filming.
Yeah.
Because like she gets into scenes in the most inorganic way possible, yeah. where it's just like so
scripted. But she also is clearly a stage mom who's like, mm-hmm. don't eat. She's telling her daughter to
her model
camera.
Daughter.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, eat. She can eat whatever you want, but secretly is like, don't fucking eat that candy.
Yeah. Don't eat any more of that chocolate.
Don't eat any more of that chocolate. It's gross.
It's gross.
And then she goes, I must be doing. She goes, I got a model daughter and her career's taken off. There's a trip to Europe in the works and even Japan. And she goes, and Jilly's a burgeoning singer-songwriter. She goes, I must be doing something right.
She's a great mother.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
And then somehow the guest list is a balloon to 350 people.
Yeah.
Because Jillian's going to be performing in front of 350 people.
I wrote, I am Jilly.
You are Jilly.
And Jilly, she's like, are you nervous, Jilly? She goes, this is your real moment to debut as a singer.
And you're going
to
launch your whole career.
And Jilly goes, I'm really nervous now that you say that. And then Danielle goes, Jilly's concerns are valid. I was like, don't say that. There's going to be a lot of people there, Jilly.
I love that she's like, this is how you launch your career.
She's totally psyching her out.
She's like 9 years old.
This is where Danielle gets a little like psycho because she's like, I think she can't help herself. But part of it feels like just stage mom, but also like Barbara Hershey in
this was a Black Swan feel for sure. Jilly was like about to transform into the Black Swan and did essentially.
Oh my God, I saw Underwater.
Oh, is it good?
It was really good. And Vincent Cassell, who I think is so sexy, was in it.
And he is so hot.
He played the captain. And there were so many moments where he said lines. And I was like, oh my God, he sounds like he's in Black Swan right now. The way he said it.
He's forever in Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good follow on Instagram, too. He's married to like the hottest girl. I think she's like 25 years
really?
Old. Yeah.
I am so turned on by him anytime I see him on screen.
So fucking hot. And
him and Kristen Stewart together was a hot mix.
Yeah, I'm sure. Put him with a young ingenue any day.
Mm-hmm.
And people will try and troll him and his wife on the gram, and he claps back.
Really?
Yeah, he'll be like, you're fucking so stupid. Like, we'll just, like, rip into them. And I'm like, yes, daddy.
A French, no.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Anyway.
Follow him.
See Underwater. Kristen Stewart is under in the Marianas Trench.
She is...
She was
so like beautiful Dyke energy in that role. I haven't even seen the movie.
She plays
like,
a straight person, which I was like, why?
As if.
But she had such like hot gay energy, and it was like
that shaved head with the bleach blonde hair. I saw her. Eyebrows. I went to a screening of Personal Shopper, and I think it was right before she filmed this movie, and she walked in and she had a shaved head with that bleach blonde, and I literally like almost had to just sit down.
That
I couldn't
movie
take it.
Is incredible.
I really okay.
You didn't like it.
I need.
We
I didn't like
it.
Yeah, we talked about it, but I'll watch it again.
Yeah,
I'll do anything for Case too.
Mine. I just liked it more of the experience I had seeing it, where I was alone and just moved to LA, and I felt like seeing her be so like effortless and like confident in Paris and like being sexy. It like made me feel sexy, and I was like walking home like. Like Case too, and I felt like I was playing pretend.
You're like, I got this.
Yeah, I was like, I got this.
I love it when you see a movie and then it fills you with confidence, and that's you what, walk out of it and you're just like,
That's why she's such a good actress, because she like transmits something onto you. Where you're like, whoa. Like,
she gives you what you need.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, it's very Black Swan, and Danielle's like making her more and more nervous. And then she sings
like,
the song.
Sings it and then kind of.
I'm always there for you. And
you're always there for me.
Yeah. We are more than just friends.
We're
because
part of
the
family. And then she kind of fucks up and starts crying.
She turns her back and she goes.
Turns her back and.
I can't remember it, Mom.
And she goes, that's what rehearsals are for, baby girl.
Yeah. And Danielle just stares at her and you hear the piano, like thoughtful music.
Yeah. And then it cuts to Danielle. And she goes, Jilly's really nervous, but artists are like that.
Yeah.
She keeps, now she's calling Jillian an artist for the rest of the show.
Well, she's like, I got one girl who's like kind of a model, and then I have,
artist. She needs someone to make a splash.
And she goes, do I believe Jillian can become a rock star or a pop star? Yeah, I do.
I love that blind motherly faith.
Yeah. I do.
Artists are just like that.
Artists just like that.
How many artists has Danielle known?
Many.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, probably a lot.
Yeah.
Teresa and Joe getting ready to go out for their anniversary. Teresa was serving Carmela.
Yeah.
In this moment.
A flouncy little dress.
Mm-hmm, and like curls.
And her curls. She looked like very innocent and youthful.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe's like, should I wear this shirt or this shirt? And like one of the shirts doesn't fit him. She goes, "Hon, you got to lay off on the weights."
Yeah, and she goes, "Do I look good, Joe?" And he just goes, "Yeah."
A real vote of confidence.
And they drive. They take a car to the helicopter port, and Joe apparently is afraid of helicopters.
I'm afraid of them too.
I am too.
Absolutely don't want to get in a helicopter ever.
You're like so likely to die in a helicopter.
Yeah.
I'm never going in a helicopter.
I've known like people that have died in a helicopter accident. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like it's like I'm removed. I'm like I'm like degrees removed.
Like
but
Harry.
Like friends. Yeah, exactly. Like I'm like I read once about someone.
I like know them.
Yeah, but I like know them spiritually. But no, it's like helicopters are fucking scary. I would not just like joyride on a helicopter.
Well, Teresa says, like, on their honeymoon to Hawaii, Joe backed out of going on a helicopter tour. So this he's doing it for her, which is sweet.
That is sweet.
So they're going to go on, like, a helicopter tour of Manhattan in the boroughs. And they get up in it, and Joe goes, look at that. That's the Statue of Liberty. And then they look, it's literally the Statue of Liberty. And then they go over at one point, and he goes, look at that nice park down there in the middle of the city. And the captain goes, yeah, we're going over Central Park.
And then Teresa's like, he's like, where do you want to go next, baby? And she's like, can we go to the Hamptons? And the Hamptons are closed.
He goes, how long would it take to get down to Bahamas? And he goes, 3 days.
He goes, let's get on it.
Yeah.
That pilot is sick of them.
Yeah. He's like, we have about 6 minutes left. Anything else you want to see? And then they go to Jersey City to the West End.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But their meal looked really good.
Yeah, they have like a suite at the Westin. They have a view of Manhattan.
They got like
a butler service,
steaks and twice baked potatoes, which I was like salivating over.
Yeah,
I was
like starving now.
I know, I was starving.
Joe does a poem for her.
His poem goes, roses is red, violets is blue, roses are beautiful, and so are you.
She goes, oh, Joe. And I go, the poem is very horny.
That is a horny poem.
And he's just with his wine. He goes,
Hey, after I have more wine, I'll come up with lots of poems.
Forget about it. I got thousands of poems.
Tons of poems.
And she goes, Joe's a real romantic. You might not think he is, but he is.
He is. He's always like this.
Yeah. And she goes,
drunk.
He's wasted. And then he gives her a chocolate cake, and there's a yellow diamond shoved into the cake.
He goes, what do you want for dessert? And the butler's face, they just keep cutting to the butler's face and like just disgusted at them. And Joe goes, what do you want for dessert? And Teresa goes, I want you for dessert. And it cuts to the butler being like, whoa.
Yeah. And she pulls out a chocolate.
Then there's a chocolate.
Yellow diamond.
Okay. Do you think that ring is real?
I think it's like. I think it fell off a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just like got it.
I think you just stole it.
That's true.
Yeah. I think it's real, but it's not ethical.
It's stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's just like fully covered. It's like jammed in there where like that chocolate could get into like the pave diamonds. Like
yeah.
And she's like, oh, my ring's all dirty. And he goes, oh, cool. I thought he was going to lick it off the ring at first.
Yeah. Then they go into the bedroom and she goes, what is it? The beauty is it's in the beholder, the eye of the beholder. She goes, not, and everyone might think Joe's hot, but I think he is. So that's all that matters. And they just like pound.
Yeah, then she like kind of gets on him and they do like weird sex simulation.
Yeah.
For a little too long.
Yeah, they were like.
They were getting psyched up about like a camera crew being mm-hmm. there. You know, when you're like kind of, you're like a little bit drunk and like turned on at the prospect of like putting other people through your show of like brazen sexuality.
Yeah. They were like that a little, they were having like an exhibitionist moment.
I did that once at a party. I was like, I went out to Tenants of the Trees with a bunch of my friends and then proceeded to get pretty shit-faced and then met this like Australian guy who looked like he had stepped out of like at some sort of 1970s movie, like mm-hmm. had like shaggy hair or whatever. I really took to him. We were like holding hands, walking around the bar, and then we went to like.
I really took to him.
Really took to him. And then we like went to my friend's house afterwards to like continue the party. And at one point, I was just fully giving him a lap dance in front of my friends, like Coyote Ugly style, like throwing my hair.
Was it like an after party or like.
It was like an after party. It was like the after the bars close hang. But like a lot of people went there. And my friends were like, what is. Like, people were sitting next to me on the couch as I was doing this, straddling this guy who I do not know his name or anything else about
hot?
Him. He was hot, but he looked like he was, like, in a costume.
Yeah.
But I think that was just, like, he was, like, a hipster.
Guy. Oh, my
was,
God.
Like, his look. And I was just, like...
like, was he into it?
I guess. I mean, why wouldn't he?
He was just in like your tractor beam.
Yeah, he was in my tractor beam. I mean, he was like encouraging
yeah.
it. And then my best friend was like stopping people from like trying to film on their phones.
Smart.
And she was like, stop. And
yeah.
so no one, thank God, Christine. Got footage of it. Yeah, Christine.
She's a real one.
She is a real one.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
My friends still are like, that was a Shane Hall's greatest hit moment.
I mean, I've told you stuff that I've done. Like, I
but that was like where it doesn't even matter if people mm-hmm. are around.
Yeah.
You're just like really feeling it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. Yeah. We've all had moments.
We've
like,
all had
unspeakable,
moments.
Some
unspeakable horrors.
Yeah. But that was happening in that hotel suite.
Yeah. I went full Teresa.
The butler like got out of there and was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He was like, the crew
was
paid
like,
him like extra
in?
For yeah. his troubles.
Joe was like to one of the cameramen, like, come on. Come watch.
Come fuck my wife.
You think you're better than me?
You think you're gonna fuck my wife?
Joe, stop.
I don't wanna fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Come on. She goes, actually, you are kinda cute. Do you think Joe, I don't think he likes to get cucked. Or maybe he does. What's his cuck energy to you?
I get a little cuck energy from him.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's so, like, masculine.
Yeah.
I can see him, like, having moments of, like, homoerotic, like...
Yeah. A fuck my wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, when his eyes are all glassy, like, talking to one of his friends.
Just sitting in the corner with, like, a huge glass of wine.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. I get that, too.
Then we just see Albie working out in their home gym. It's kind of a snooze.
Yeah. They, like, troll Albie. Also, this is the continuity part where Albie's hair is much longer. So
yeah.
I'm like...
They filmed this later.
Yeah, I'm not clear.
I think also that, like, bust that you can punch, look, I thought that was a man at first. I was like, who is that bald man?
Who is that?
Who is that? Then we cut to the Sweet 16.
The Sweet 16 is like a full-blown gala.
Well, it's at like a Jersey banquet hall. I went to a Sweet 16. I like drank at all the Sweet 16s I went to, which was insane.
Wow. Was it like they were just serving alcohol or
no, we like
sneak it?
We like snuck in like water bottles.
Wow.
It was dark. But I remember one was like a blowout and the girl she was my friend and she invited like so many people and it was at this hotel ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And her family was like this big Italian family and they like all these like...
Were you literally at Christine's Sweet
16? No, it was... Yes, it was...
You're like her little sister performed a song.
Her family, they were like super rich and like Italian and it was like very like... There was energy,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I... Like my friends and I were all like pouring alcohol into our sodas and like we were all drunk and like at one point me and like... and I was like... She was like grinding against me and I was just like swishing with her dress and like her like dad and all his friends were like watching her and they were like, you know what I mean? It was like, it was so weird and like very Jersey. So this is like a thing.
I love it.
Like ballroom energy.
Yeah. We didn't have that kind of energy in OKC for Sweet 16.
No, maybe no. It's like an East Coast thing.
I think it's like, I'm trying to think like.
Remember Super Sweet 16?
Yeah. This was like that level of party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't have stuff like that. We had one, there was like only one Jewish kid, I think, in my school, and he had a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And that was like a big blowout, like kind of dance party.
Yeah.
And then we had one girl that when she was like, she had transferred into our school, and then the first year that she was there, she had a birthday party, and then she gave everyone at the party fossil watches as their like gift. And yeah. I was like, hell yeah.
She was.
But then.
That was a grab.
That was a grab. And then next year, I went to the party being like, it's going to fucking be lit with like the party favors. And then she gave everyone seeds.
Oh, she just was trying to make friends.
Yeah.
Was she popular?
Not really.
My senior year, this girl that I was friendly with had like a blowout. Like 18th birthday, and it was a rave.
Oh, fun.
In her basement, and everyone wore like highlighter and like white shirts, and it was all like glow in the dark. It was so crazy, and it was like hyped up for some reason so much.
How many people fit in her basement?
It was she was from the all girls school. All these guys from my boys school, and we all like drank at this field before, and there was like a keg.
Oh my god,
like,
fun.
We were all like so lit
from the field to the basement. Mm-hmm. That is fun. That is like a real rave.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, Jersey does it.
Jersey really does it up.
But we find out that the reason Christine gave all her stuff to donations was so Danielle could get it all for free. The entire party is paid for.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it all to charity.
But who's paying to go to the party? That's the thing. Like, did she charge people to go to the party?
Maybe. Or maybe just all the, maybe you're like required to like give her a gift, like a donation or something.
Yeah. Maybe it was like teaming up with a charity being mm-hmm. like,
but leave it to Danielle.
Sus. Yeah. Then Danielle was like, because it was a charity event.
Everything's paid for
and it's free.
I was like, of course. Christine and her friends get there and like to get their hair done and they're all in like hotel suites and Jilly's so nervous.
Jilly is literally about to vom.
She goes, are you excited, Jilly? And Jilly goes, no. And then
she goes, the beginning of your career, babe.
Yeah. She goes, hopefully your dad will make it on time. Which I was like, oh my god. And
oh wait, this is also, I forgot, before this we have a whole scene where Danielle, this is like pre-party where they're kind of like getting ready and choosing all the outfits, and Danielle gets the two girls on the bed and she goes, this is my ring that your father gave me.
There's still all that. I've totally jumped the shark.
He gave me this ring.
Yeah, she's like, this is the engagement ring.
How do we feel? Are we comfortable with this? It's now just a beautiful ring that I wear when I dress up and want to feel nice.
Christine goes, you've been divorced for 10 years. She goes, yes, but it's still a nice ring, and I think I should wear it. I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
That's what this is about.
Yeah. This is a moment, the only reason Danielle wants to have this party is so that she can wear
in front
this
of his
ring.
New wife.
Yeah.
It's so twisted that she does this to Christine.
I'm obsessed.
And then she goes,
7 carats.
7 carats. She goes, I don't think the new wife's ring will be like this. And she goes, and someday, Christine, this ring will be yours if you want it. And then she goes, what about Jilly?
She goes, Jilly's like, yeah, what about me?
She goes, Jilly will get another ring.
And then Jilly's like, okay. My ring will be bigger. And then Christine's like, it won't be, actually. And then they actually, I think, almost start to get in a fight.
Yeah.
Which is the exact fight I would have with my siblings.
And Danielle wanted that to happen.
Yeah. She's like, ooh.
How sick is that?
Chaos.
That she's going to wear her... Like, that's a little fucked up.
Yeah, I was like...
I think that was fucked.
What's up with this? It is just to flex. Later totally. On in the episode, she goes... His new wife is only a couple years younger than me, which was hurtful. And then you see her and it's like, she's literally like 15 years younger.
She's like 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was dark and it was I like almost had to fast forward it because I was uncomfortable.
Then they go shopping, dress shopping.
With Susan.
With, no, it was Kathy.
Oh, Kathy.
Also, yeah, Susan. Yeah. And, they're trying to get Jilly to like wear little heeled booties with her dress. And Jilly's like, I'm only 11. Like, I'm not wearing high heels. And then Kathy goes, here's a flash. Suri Cruz, that little girl, she wears heels.
She's 3.
And Jilly goes, okay, but that's her and I'm me. And I was like, I love Jilly.
Me too.
She really is. She stands up for herself. She like she's has a okay. point of view. Yeah, like she's good.
She's like self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. I love that though. Here's a flash. Suri Cruz.
That little girl. She wears heels.
Yeah.
Here's a flash. Your mom's like random friend of the week trying to flash you with here's a flash.
Suri Cruz. She goes like this. She like throws smoke in her face.
Here's a flash.
Suri Cruz. A toddler.
She wears heels.
Shaming her by comparing her to Suri Cruz because she doesn't want to wear felt booties. Ashley has to go to court or the post office to get her court summons. So Jacqueline forces her to go like to humiliate her because she wants this to be a wake up call for Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Or for Ashley.
Who's back to wearing her like saggy berets.
I go, she's driving in the back seat like a toddler.
Yeah. And also it's like nothing is a wake up call for Ashley because she still gets attention for this. So the fact that you're even like filming it gives her the chance to like laugh and like perform and like be like Miss Cool. I don't care.
She goes, I'm going to countersue her. For what? I don't know. But I'm like excited. And I go, I just wrote, you're dumb.
Yeah.
This is so stupid and fruitless.
I wrote, Ashley's such a bitch. Wants to counter sue.
For what? I don't know.
For what?
I'm like excited. And Jacqueline goes, this is nothing to be excited about, Ashley.
Ashley's pleading guilty for simple assault.
Yeah.
I'd be humiliated if I was summoned for assaulting someone.
Jacqueline goes, I really wanted this to be a wake-up call. I'm like, no, she doesn't have... consequence. Like she, I don't think Ashley feels remorse. No.
She's getting rewarded every step of the way.
Yeah. She's in the back seat, like basically in a car seat, smiling like a Cheshire cat.
Yeah. And also it's like she did this, I think also partially so that she would get featured on camera.
Yeah.
Like she did it right in front of a camera, man.
And I think she did this
and
to,
bragged about it.
And I think she did this to humiliate Jacqueline a little bit.
Oh yeah, it was an act of defiance.
I think she did it to both please Jacqueline and to like hurt her because she knows Jacqueline was probably because of their weird psycho like.
Yeah, she knows that it does both. It ticks both boxes because even Jacqueline, like when they get home, she's like, ah, "You're so bad," and then like hits her in the butt, and she's like, "Oh, what are you gonna do? Countersue me or something like that?" And it's like. She plays into it being like she can't take a strong position.
No.
One way or another.
It's fucked up.
So it's just like mind games all the time. So Ashley is just stuck trying to like get with whatever, like, however Jacqueline's, like, feeling in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, also just Ashley's the worst.
It was really dark. And then we cut to the Sweet 16. There's, like, hordes of kids coming in. And I was like, maybe just my experience, but I was like, they all have like water bottles full of Bacardi Raz.
Yeah.
They're all drunk. They're all coming on buses. Just such a classic.
It's a real bust in. Yeah. You get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle goes, I wanted it to look like a socialite club. Zebra and Bordeaux Reds. She had a full vision for this party.
We see the step. There's a step and repeat, and Danielle's in all the pictures with all the kids. And then Kim G shows up with her
husband.
Is that Mr. Granatelle?
Maybe. He's totally silent and then away.
Yeah. She goes, Kim G knew how much this meant to me, so she was here. You just see Kim G loving the camera. She's like smiling, posing with Danielle.
And then Danielle shows her ring, and then I thought Kim G was gonna be like, you shouldn't wear that, and Kim G goes, you should wear it more often. I love a supportive Kim G moment.
She's such a like enabler.
Also, when Danielle talks about getting the thing for free, she goes, this is a really, really, really expensive event, but I got everything donated.
She's so proud.
She loves it.
And then her ex-husband walks in with
Tom Staub.
It says Mr. and Mrs. Tom Staub. So her name isn't even...
She's name is meaningless.
Yeah. She seemed really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she seemed very, like, she gets it. And, like, she was super, like, respectful with Danielle. And, like, was very, like, Danielle, it's a beautiful party. Like, she was just kind of, like... I feel like she knows how insane Danielle is.
Yeah. And, like... Danielle, I was happy to see that there was no drama between any of them, because Danielle definitely like baits people. And I think she was baiting them in this moment, making such a big deal out of Tom being there. And like TBD how involved he is. He probably is like somewhat of an absent.
She was crying.
She started crying. She was kept going, I can't believe you're here. I can't believe you actually
She goes,
came.
Tommy.
She hugs him multiple times, like flings her hands around his neck. She's wearing their like engagement ring.
She hugs her and she like holds onto her really tight.
Yeah. And it's just like, you're trying to like, you're mm-hmm. doing your Danielle Staub like mind fuck moments with these people.
Did you saw, you remember at the end of Rachel getting married when... She's like, they're at the wedding and she's like tempted to go talk to her mom and start drama. Do you remember that part?
Mm-mm.
There's like a part at the end where Anne Hathaway's character is like, she just had that explosive fight with her mom. And at the mm-hmm. wedding, the sister's like, just don't talk to mom at the wedding. So she's like literally clapping to avoid like going over. And like, she keeps being like, I want to go talk to mom, because she's like, can't help herself.
Yeah.
I felt that very vibe in this moment. Like, Danielle just can't help herself. Mm-hmm. Like, she has to... Everything is calculated.
Everything is. And yeah. She has to, like, she's really leaning into making it look like they never come to anything.
Yeah.
It's a miracle that
yeah.
you...
Oh, and, like, I'm so happy you're here so on time. Happy.
Yeah. And like,
he looks really, like, he's gritting his teeth.
Yeah. He's like this old song and dance again. Yeah. And also, Tom has a very, like, Trumpian energy to him.
Yeah. He has, like, these, like, kind of ghostly blue eyes.
And, like, he looks like he's had his eyes done.
Yeah.
Or like the spray tan just doesn't cover because he's kind of orange like around the eyes.
He's much older. I feel like he's like in his late 50s.
Yeah.
Like even more old, like at least 10 years older than Danielle.
Yeah.
But like, he just looks so like, okay, Danielle. Like, he's kind of.
He's over it.
Yeah. Also, I wrote, who's paying for Danielle's bodyguard?
I mean, this is the man that she is currently embroiled in like a house troll with.
Mm-hmm.
So she literally is like, I don't have any money.
Yeah.
And then in like 3 weeks later is like, please come to this luxurious event.
Yeah.
Like, so it's all just like a big troll.
Yeah. And then we cut to them all dancing, and you see Kim G dancing, and she's literally dancing like a graveyard ghoul. She's like, she's dancing like a mummy.
She is a Skeletor.
Like the dance, like she's like gyrating
like
her hips.
The Halloween dance.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. The dance of the skeletons. Yeah.
Oh my
she's
God.
She's like haunted hayride dancing.
She is a haunted hayride.
And then Jillian's big performance.
Danielle takes the stage first gives like the mic to Christine, who like gets to pull rank on everyone in like an embarrassing teen way, where she was like, you all have to shut up while my sister's talking or else I'm going to be really pissed off.
But I was like into it.
You were into it. I was like, had secondhand embarrassment.
I was embarrassed, but I was also like,
you're like, go girl.
Well, she was just being like, you guys all basically like have to be nice to my sister.
Yeah.
Which was like,
that's sweet.
But I think, do you think Christine's like a terror?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either.
Danielle goes, please welcome Jillian Marie Staub.
Future songwriter, you know, and
she's
then
come up here, baby.
And and everyone's like, woo.
I think all the parents kind of move to the front. It's like, you don't see a lot of the kids. The kids are just like, whatever, like, we're going to go get smoke weed outside.
But I did like when she started singing, I did, when they cut to Christine, Christine got all her friends to go with their hands. So like, mm-hmm. that's what made me like, she was being a good big sister.
Yeah, she was being nice.
And she let her have this moment, which was sweet.
Yeah.
So that's why it was kind of...
killed it.
Jillian rocked it.
She fucking rocked
it. Was like the Shallow.
She brought the house down.
Yeah. Wait, Gaga has a new song.
I know.
I can't even...
Stupid Love.
I can't even talk about it. It's, it leaked. It's
so good.
Fucking incredible. Please yeah. listen. Buy it when it comes out
Please
on iTunes.
Please listen.
Support the new album.
Buy it on iTunes.
Support the new era. Don't hold Joanne against her, because Joanne is actually really good.
I love Joanne.
Good.
Joanne's a soulful, meaningful album.
I love Joanne too, but I'm ready for this era.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're back to basics.
Sledgehammer Beats. Yeah, she fucking rocks.
We are sisters.
We are sisters. I wrote, I'm emotional. And then I wrote, aw.
Aw. I'm emotional.
Aw. I wrote, this is heart-wrenching.
Her lyrics... This is true. Like, they are sisters and they do have each other's backs.
She was basically like, this was between her and Christine being like, we live in an insane asylum.
And like, all we have is each other. And I'll fight for you if you fight for me.
And Christine's like,
I see you.
I see you.
I honor you.
I'm on your level.
Sisters for life.
We're more than just friends.
Yeah. Danielle is my daughters.
My daughters.
My daughters.
And then she goes up to Tom again and she goes, I'm so glad that you made it in time.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, my God.
And then there's a shot of Danielle just like, she's living it up on the dance floor and she...
All her freebies.
Just feeling like the best.
Yeah.
She goes, best mother ever.
Yeah.
And then it cuts her on the dance floor and she just makes like a sexy snake face at the camera. She's like...
She probably danced with like the kids, right?
Yeah, she definitely danced with like one of the high, like the young boys that was there,
like one of like the cool boys.
Yeah. And he was like,
yeah,
and they kind of like got down and dirty.
Yeah. And then but I love what she goes, it was so critical that you be here for this, to Tom.
Mm-hmm.
For Jilly, I was like, I wrote shut up. But instead of shut, I wrote shit. So I wrote shit up.
Shit up.
And then it just ends with Chris and Jacqueline like
fighting about Ashley.
And she goes,
in front of a plate of ham.
Jacqueline goes, I'm tired of her disrespectful mouth.
She gets like crazy. Because also like Jacqueline doesn't care. But then I think she's drunk by the time that this fight really gets underway.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm tortured over her.
Yeah, she's and fighting just wrote, over...
Who wouldn't be?
Truly.
Truly, she's a terror.
Fighting over ham.
Fighting over ham.
Jacqueline Lurita story.
It's just like a cold plate of sliced ham sitting out on the kitchen island.
And Chris goes, I don't want any wine. I got a headache. And then he cuts him and he's drinking wine.
Then she goes, well, Ashley got her summons today. And he goes, I do want it. I'll get a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Do you want wine? And they're both just like getting shit-faced to deal with their troll of a daughter. Chris is like, I'm not even related to this person. Like, why did I do this?
Damn.
Ashley will never learn.
No. Well, maybe now because she's like a kid and like has a podcast.
Yeah, I think podcasts help you learn.
Yeah.
Bless up.
But I mean, like, she probably, maybe she has like perspective now that she's a mom and she's like, now I know what it's like to like.
Yeah, to be a shit.
I don't know.
Stirring.
Yeah.
Learn nothing, daughter.
Well, anyway.
Well, we'll see where it goes from here.
We'll see where it goes next week. They're going to Italy soon.
Yeah.
So.
Guys, we are taking this podcast on the road.
Just 2 months away.
2 months away.
for our first show.
The countdown is on. Our first show is in LA on the March Roxy. 11th at the Roxy.
Please buy tickets.
Buy tickets. You can go to LarsMarie.com for links.
There's still a few left for New York and Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago is on March 18th at Sleeping Village. And New York will be taking the stage at the legendary Gramercy Theater.
April 22nd, the eve of my 31st birthday.
The eve of Carrie's 31st.
And Shirley Temple's 30. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Shirley Temple and Gigi Hadid. So who knows? She might be around.
Tweet at her to come.
Yeah.
But yeah, come,
bring your friends. Bring your if you're friends. Living in the tri-state area, come. If you live in Arizona, come to LA.
We're gonna hang out with you guys. We're gonna talk. We're gonna dance. We're gonna do lots of things.
Yeah, that we have a really great show planned that's special and specific to each location. So
it's the three L's.
You just don't want to miss it.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Buy your tickets. LarsMarie.com.
Do it.
Follow Carrie on Instagram and Twitter at eCario.
eCario.
He slays. Thanks. Day in and day out.
No. Follow Martha Stewart and follow...
follow Vincent Castle.
Follow Vincent Castle. Martha Stewart posted a video today of her snow plowing, which was great for
me.
I love
that.
And follow Lars Marie at Lars Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And...
And I think that's about it.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Love and light.
Love and light.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.